Gloucester in a tremendous hockey game tonight. Shots on goal, 38 for Gloucester and 11 for Rockport in an incredible game. And Coach Sean Lyons of Gloucester is here. And Coach, we got to start with a Rockport goaltender, Max Kavikas. Comment on his game tonight.
Well, he certainly was the star of the game, I would have to say, without a doubt. Stood tall, and I think he just got stronger and stronger as the game went along. Outstanding effort by the goalie.
Sean, you couldn't do much more on offense for you guys. You were all over the zone, and the passes were good. Your shots were good.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of shots. I thought we didn't have any second chance opportunities. You know, we needed to get some low shots and rebounds. Not hitting his glove as much as we did. Not to take any credit away from him because I thought he was outstanding. But, in the zone, we got to have more traffic. And to beat a solid goalie like he was, you need more traffic and you need more, low shots for rebounds and get the goals there.
What was the explanation on the Sal Costanzo goal?
The inside referee was didn't see it go in, but what they said is, you know, it wasn't a ping and it was a clear, thud sound on the backside. And then after the whistle, the two referees had a discussion, yeah. And the other referee said, he felt it went in.
Well, we didn't get any communication from Toronto, so you know.
There was no mobile play replay, but. You know, at this level, when there is no replay, it's a discussion between the officials. I thought that the two gentlemen did a fantastic job tonight.
John, from a fan perspective, it was a great game to watch, great high school game. What's the coach's perspective now?
I thought the Rockport played very strong. They stuck to a very disciplined efforts up front, they kept a lot of our shots from the outside, which I think they did well. I thought our group didn't maybe maneuver the puck as well as they should have as a team effort. As a coach, we always try to find the things to improve on, and I don't want to take away from the win or for Rockport's efforts.
EJ Field and Sal Costanzo got the goals, but Liam Lyons was robbed about 10 times.
Yeah. He had a couple good opportunities, and he and I will have a discussion about trying to shoot for that water bottle every time. Maybe we'll change shoot for a different spot.
All right, congratulations, Coach.
Thank you very much.
That's Gloucester Coach Sean Lyons as the Gloucester Fishermen win this one 2-1. They dominated the game in many aspects of the game tonight. Max Kavikas was outstanding in goal for Rockport. We'll go through a couple of those guys as well. But this is a terrific game. Gloucester goes on to play. Who do they play next? I have it here somewhere. Gloucester will be... they got Winthrop next. So they go to the Larson Rink on Saturday to play Winthrop, 1:30 game. And meantime, Rockport will be playing Northeast right here at 6 p.m. on Saturday. So again, recapping this one, E.J. Field at 13-10 from Sal Costanzo, 1-0 Gloucester. No goals until 14-10, 7:32 of the third, when Costanzo scored from Lyons and Mondello, making it 2-0. And then for Rockport, they got a goal from Jared English on a blast from between the circles with Drew Bullio getting the assist at 14-10, and the game ended up at 2-1. Shots on goal final, 38-11. Advantage Gloucester. They had 9 shots in the third period to 4 for Rockport in the third period. So that'll do it. Please check the website for our next broadcast. Final score from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester is Gloucester 2 and Rockport 1.